Hey, welcome to Generation of Voice podcast. I'm host by Yonko, aka Waku, aka The Voice, season 4, episode 14, on this Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Today, I'm going to be talking about Her Inner Side, you know, part 4. I started this series, season 1, you know, and I'm gonna, you know, just give a little update. It's like a therapy section about myself and things. I'm, you know, let's just dive into it. Oh, man. This year, I think overall this year, man, been more like hospital bound. You know, finding myself with this work situation. You know, on and off, applying for food stamps and shit like that. You know, obviously looking for jobs, having little gigs here and there, you know, just being the best version of myself as much as possible, you know, then dealing with a lot of fights, arguments, and shit like that. Then it's like, it haven't got any better, you know, especially since my birthday passed, since I've been home and stuff like that from the hospital, spending almost a month in there, you know, and it's like, mentally, physically, I'm just like, I don't know what to do anymore, you know? I'm trying my best here, you know? There are times where I'm be straight up real with you. I gotta ask people, you know, that usually won't even ask to, you know, send me, give me money or buy me food and stuff like that. Like I low-key cry when I ask my former speech therapist teacher, you know, from high school, you know, the one that I graduated from, you know, and it's not about me, you know, not about me asking. It's just the fact that I always had this problem that I won't ask it regardless of what I'm going through, you know, and that kind of hurt me that I broke my own rule or whatever you want to call it, and that shit really hurt my heart. Like, that's the one person I do not want to bother for any financial, any struggle situation, regardless. But, you know, she bought me food, you know, it's called Harlem Shake. It's just like Shake Shack, basically, but the Harlem version. And, you know, I ate, you know, so, you know, like I said, she always been, nothing but a good, you know, secondary type mom to me, you know, especially in school, you know, I could always talk to her about anything, anytime, any moment, you know, and, you know, and appreciate her a lot, you know, for helping me out. And then my homeboy, you know, my daughter godfather, later that week, because he helped me out on a Friday. She helped me out on a Tuesday night. You know, he literally met me. Got to, I was weak, passed out, woo-wee-woo. You know, he literally bought me checkers and told me to keep the change. He gave me a 20. Like, yo, pay for it. Keep it. That shoe. And I'm like, for real? Like, I knew he'll look out if he have it, but it's affected, like, he literally came to my area, my building. And then we literally walked to 125th Checkers and got something to eat. And he went right back home. So I had a few people help me out. I ain't gonna lie, that week span of September. But other than that, it just been like crazy, man. Money just been like fucked up, because I'm gonna tell you this on some real nigga shit. Remember I did an episode about me doing that security situation, and then I think I recently did the Travis Scott episode, if I'm mistaken. And I did the Travis Scott event, the 27th through the 28th, because it was like an overnight. And I probably got paid for it, you know. Technically, I did, but I never received the money. my fair share. So I waited 1 week while being out. The other week I waited, I was in the hospital already. So he hit me up by telling me I was in the hospital. So he said, "You can hold it down." Cool. Like a week or two went by. I'm still in here. He said, "Hey, cool. Let him know when I get out." So, you know, time going by. So when I finally came out the hospital, I hit him up. I mean, first day out, I was eager to get back to work, pick up the money. I was ready to go beach mode. Regardless, the treatment that I was currently still had to do 3 times a day, you know, you know how that shit goes. I wasn't worried about that part. I was just worried about, like, getting this money, getting back to work, woody-woody-woo, feel good by myself. Because, like, while I was in there, besides me, you know, wanting the money, getting stressed out over the, you know, other things like that, one thing I was stressed out over is that because, of, like, while I was in there, you know, like, you know how you don't get that much visits? Very, like, you know, plus I kept it secret and quiet and low-key anyway. After 2 weeks, I finally said something. So, but in private, I was telling certain people though. So, just that, there's times where, like, it ain't feel right. Like, that shit, you fucked up in the head mentally. And then, you know, you get poked up, a billion questions. That shit ain't make any better. You know, and, you know, I ain't had no visits like that. Barely did, you know. Even people supposed to come, they didn't come, or whatever the reason, you know. It was like, I don't know, it's just crazy, you know. But I don't hold no grudge towards nobody, you know. I keep it how it is, though. You feel me? Shit like that, like, I don't let it faze me too much, but don't make it seem like you was there for me too. No. Cause I'll put that shit on 2 seconds. You know, they're eating the food in there. It was like, and then you eat certain things. But, like, you want that outside good food. You don't want that nasty shit. And, then when I came home, like I said, I was ready to beast mode, wanted to work, but I couldn't. And it was like, a day after my birthday, which is my brother's birthday, I finally went into work, but I got sent home due to my treatment. Because I had a pick line in my arm, a purple one, so I could finish the treatment. And then, yo, you can't woo, this big risk. Insurance and stuff, big, you know, all the extra shit, you know how that shit goes. I'm like, damn, man. And me, I'm like, what the fuck, bro? And then I still didn't get the money because I was supposed to work at Music Fest for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. You know, a good little decent pay for the weekend, but that was going to take 2 weeks to get paid anyway. But I wasn't tripping, you know, I bounced back. I mean, I didn't get the money, but the point is, you know, it is what it is. So, since then, I've been, like, kind of keep contact with the guy for the money. To my BM, you know, she hit him up, but then he talked real spicy, little key, woo-woo. I'm like, I ain't getting that damn money. It was just like, then he called it a little bit of bread, you know. I'm like, wow, cornball shady shit. But it's cool. I know how motherfucking it is. That's why I don't be tripping now, you feel me? Like I said, I've been thinking about this dog walking shit too, by the way. You know, like I actually do dog walk about 2018, right before, you know, at the time my girlfriend said baby mom before she got pregnant with Skylar. And yes, there was around the time when I was still doing it even after finding out she was pregnant. I was for like a little bit, like a month or so. And that shit goes. And, you know, it's been a while since I did dog walking. And I've been doing a lot of thinking, you know, like mentally, physically. I could be my own boss. I could probably get people to do it with me. You know, have some money flowing in. Because, bro, I'm tired, man. This broke shit. Fucking with my head. watching. I'm watching Tubi shows about some niggas similar like me. Like, I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of that. You know, like, I'm trying to have money in my pocket. Like, when I go outside, man, I can't even get a pair of socks. I can't get a soda. I can't get a t-shirt. I can't get nothing, man. So, like I said, this dog walking shit, man, I'm about to take that route again. Like I said, if anybody got anybody that needs services, you know, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Because I'm a, I got the thing that I started filling out already. Like, my little notes and shit. I got to finish that shit. Because I'm tired, bro. I'm trying to do something. Make something pop off. And for, like, EBT and shit, that shit take a while. You know, I'm waiting on that any given day, any given time. You know, my daughter in school, you know, I got to make sure she good. Because she wear uniform then because she in pre-K. So, it's like, that shit been fucked up on my mind because the money I supposed to have gotten, I could have been, you know, do what I had to do. You feel me? Like I said, I don't like being flagged. I'm worthless or pointless to, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dad. Like, I wanted to help get clothes, shoes, whatever case might be. You know, but luckily, you know, my BM, you know, a little bit patient, low-key. There's time when she's not, time she is, you know, but I'm just trying to get back on my feet. You know, and like I said, arguments, fights with people, they ain't gonna solve nothing. That shit make you more madder, angry, all that. You know, and then you then dealing with, you know, family members dying with cancer and shit, bro. That shit, like, shit getting real out here. If you don't understand that, they really don't. You know, like I said, I'm not working. I don't have no income flowing in for myself. That shit fuck your head up. Then you got a whole kid. You know, you really can't do much for it. That's gonna fuck your head up. And as we speak, I'm hungry as fuck. Like, I don't have nothing flowing in. Podcasting, I took the time off of that because I was busy. Lots of trades going on. Like, I need something. Something gotta give. I'm being honest. Something gotta give. You know, I got one of my homies, you know, my daughter godfather. He sent me links and shit of dog walking situations, but I'm about to do independent. You know, fuck waiting. Like, hit me up. Like I said, hit me up if y'all want to let me walk that dog, you know, 3 times a day, 2 times a day, whatever day you walk to. Like, 25 each walk, you feel me? So, yeah, I'm just ready to get on the road, man, because I'm tired, man. I'm tired of waiting. Tired. Something gotta give. It do. You know, I've been wanting therapy lately, but I ain't gonna get it. I'm not gonna get it. I gotta tell you that now. I'm not gonna get it. I'm not gonna get it. Unfortunately. And, you know, just overwhelmed at this point. I'm thinking I might quit podcasting, honestly. This might be my last season. I don't know. No money. Nobody listen to it. I should get depressed. Overwhelming. I put too much time and energy to motherfuckers into this. I don't gain nothing but headaches, heartaches, confusion, lost minded, just feel alone, feel abandoned. You know, it's just like it's just me out of this bitch. But I'm just a kid from Philly at the end of the day. What do I know? I'm 28 years old now. You know? I'm not expecting to hold my hand, but damn, man. Like, we tell people your situations, they overlook that shit. So, what else for me to do? I'm hurting inside. I'm alone. Lost minded. You know? I don't know who to turn to at this point. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. But just think on shit. I feel like this is going to be it. I don't know. I really don't. It's hard out here. It's fucked up. Family don't give a fuck. Friends low-key don't give a fuck. There's a time when your own people close to you don't give a fuck. But motherfucker want me to put my shit to the side, focus somebody else. Why should I do that? I can't no more. I'm done. This was my last episode of Hurting Inside. I thought I'm gonna be healed by then. I ain't. I'm sorry. I'm not healed at all. And my toe's still how it is. So I probably gotta go back for that one day. If I ain't too late. Shit real out here, man. I'm in this off now. This is the Generation of Voice podcast, hosted by Yonko, aka Waku, aka The Voice, season 4, episode 14. You know what I'm saying? I'll see y'all on Freaky Friday. Thank God Friday. I'm out. Peace.